The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Praise the Lord. I welcome you to the month of April, and I trust God that this month will be a great month for you in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Somebody that knows that this month is his month, shout a big hallelujah. Anyone that knows that God will surprise him or her this month, let me hear your loudest hallelujah. Let me hear your loudest hallelujah. This month has been declared by God as our month of positive changes. Our month of positive changes. And I trust God that this month you will witness positive changes in your life and family in Jesus' name. But for the purpose of our breakthrough encounter this morning, we'll be speaking briefly on power for health and wealth. Now try to be very sharp this morning so that we can move straight into prayers. Power for health and wealth. Our God is a God that desires many things for us. There are many things that God always desires for us. But one of or two of the major things that God desires for you and I, continually and consistently without repentance, is health and wealth. What is sound health? What does it mean to have sound health? Number one, sound health is a state of physical wellness and well-being in one's body. Sound health means physical wellness and well-being in one's body, that is in the body of a person. What is sound health? Sound health means being devoid of diseases and sicknesses. Living a life that is devoid, that does not have sicknesses or diseases. In 3 John verse 2, 3 John verse 2, the Bible says, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. So God's wish for you is to continually be in health. And that is exactly what is going to happen in Jesus' name. I say that is what's going to happen in the name of Jesus. His desire for you is to continually be in health. That is his wish for you. Every time that you should be in health. And I pray that that is what is going to happen in Jesus' name. In the book of Matthew chapter 8 verse 17, the Bible says that himself took our infirmity and bore our sicknesses himself. Quoting Elijah, he said, himself, he took our sicknesses and he took our infirmities and he bore our sicknesses. He took it. When you say somebody took something, he took the infirmity, he took the headache, he took the high blood pressure, he took the diabetes, he took the ear condition. And then he carried, that is, he bore it. When you say somebody is bearing something, he's carrying the load of our sicknesses. And this morning, every trace of sickness in your life is moved out in the name of Jesus. It's cast out in the name of Jesus. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, 1 Peter 2, 24, himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead unto sin, should live unto eternal life. Unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. So even if you were sick, we are permitted to receive our healings. If for any reason the devil has afflicted you with sickness, you are permitted to exit yourself from that realm of sickness to the realm of perfectness of health. And I'm speaking to somebody here this morning, every traces of sickness around your life will be cast out this morning in the name of Jesus. Quickly this morning, benefits of sound health. I'll give you 7 of that and we go on. What do I stand to gain if I'm healthy? Number one benefit of sound health is strength. Only those who are healthy can be strong. Strength. strength is a direct product of sound health. Strength, 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 strength. Number two, benefit of sound health is exploits. Last month, we treated extensively the issue of great exploits. According to Daniel 11 verse 32b, those that do know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. Exploits is a function of divine strength. Exploits is a function of health. The non-healthy can never do exploits. Because exploits is very tasking. Very, very, very tasking. I can tell you that till forever. Very, very tasking. Number three, benefit of sound health, so that you can know how to pray this morning. Another benefit of sound health is long life. Only those who have sound health can have long life. Only those who have sound health can enjoy long life. If the ultimate agenda of the devil of putting sickness in a life is to terminate the life. The ultimate end of sickness is termination of life. But that will never be your portion in the name of Jesus. So, long life is a product of good health. Long life, long life, long life, long life. I read the story of a woman who at age 34 got in contact with this word. And I quoted earlier in Matthew 8 verse 17. That he already took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. And from age 34 to age 94 when she died, she never tasted headache. She still washed plates in her kitchen in the morning when she died at 94. Very strong. Very healthy. Somebody cannot die at 94 and then the people are wailing and crying. At 94. From 34 to 94, she was very strong. Never tasted paracetamol. Why? Information being passed that you have a right to sound health. How can Jesus die and be weep and be they bamboozled him and showed him pepper, and at the same time you are still continuing in sickness? Somebody say enough is enough. Somebody say enough is enough. Number four benefit of sound health is joy and excitement. Everyone that is sick is always sad. When you have good health, you are always happy. When you see somebody who is very, very strong, they are always smiling, always excited. They are always happy when they hear dancing. They want to dance. When they say jump up, they say jump up three times. They jump seven times. They are so excited. You always want to be around them. If a husband is healthy, he will be happy. The wife will want to be around her, around him. If the wife is healthy, the husband will, because he will always emanate happiness. But when there is sickness, there is sadness. Maybe that's why S starts the two, both sickness and sadness. But I pray for somebody here today, your joy will not be terminated. I say your joy will not be terminated. If I were you, I would say a good amen. If I were you, I would say a good amen. Number five, benefits of sound health is called fulfillment and realization of dreams. Everybody has dreams. You have your dream. You have a dream. Everybody has a dream. It is almost impossible and impossible to realize one dream with sickness. Anywhere you see sickness, you see abortion of dreams. Somebody said, my desire is to carry my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren, and already at 30, the person is already sick. So the person begins to pray, God, just let me have my own children and then I'm okay. The dream of seeing children's children is aborted. Somebody says, I want to build a business that has presence in the 36 states of Nigeria, including all the West African countries. And then he starts a small shop and he's already sick. He cannot even extend beyond the state. Sickness brings about abortion of dreams. Somebody enters school. Say, I'm going to be a first class student. I was reading the papers recently of a student who had 5.0 CGPA. That is, he never failed any course from 100 level to 400 level. 5.0 CGPA. Can a sick person do that? A sick person. Straight A's. Throughout. During our own time, they call some people in win. They say, in win, in win. Say, in win, say, masquerade. Praise the Lord. Number six. Benefit of good health is favor and promotion. Only the healthy can be promoted. If you are working in a place and you are always falling sick. Master Moshimi told me a story some time ago, or maybe he said it on the altar, that he was working somewhere and then at that time he used to fall sick and somebody called him and said, ah, if you continue to fall sick like this, you will lose your job. That was many years ago before he contacted the anointing. Praise the Lord. And then I laughed and laughed and laughed. That's the same way. If any of us is sick often, you are working in a place, they will be praying that you should make mistakes so that they can fire the person. Out of 5 days in a week, Monday to Friday, you take 4 days off. Only one day for work. Others, or you are at work, but you are not working. Putting your head on your table. Weak. I was strong. I'm weak. I'm tired. I'm this. I'm that. That will never be your portion. But if you want to see somebody who will be promoted rapidly, it's a person who doesn't fall sick often. He doesn't fall sick often. He's always on point. Always on his duty post. They say resume 7:30. He's there at 7:15. He's there at 7 o'clock. They say there's a meeting today. It's already there. That's because the health is there. So the promotion is very fast. Promotion is very speedy. Promotion is only for the strong. Nobody will be lifting up a weakling. Friends, the higher you go, the more work you have to do. Hello? Hello? That's it. People envy people at the top, but sometimes you don't want to envy them at all. Someone should be, you understand what I'm saying? When you envy people at the top, don't envy them too much because the price being paid, you must find out. And it takes somebody very strong to make that to happen. I pray for somebody here today, you will never be weak all the days of your life. I say you'll never be weak all the days of your life. And I remember he telling me that after that incident, that he became very, very strong, that he never had cause to stay out of work any longer. Something just infused into him strength. When you are strong, promotion is very speedy. When you are healthy, people want to lift you. From today, you will never know weakness or tiredness forever. You will be promoted in your place of work. Amongst your contemporaries, you will be promoted. Number seven, benefit of sound health is effective kingdom service is only possible for the healthy. Carrying microphone, preaching, fasting, night vigils, evangelism, climbing ladder to change bulbs, sweeping the church, driving the bus is only possible for the healthy. I pray for somebody here today that you will never know sickness forever. And quickly this morning, because we have two parts of this message, I go to the second part, wealth. Opening your Bible to Joel chapter 2, verse 23 to 24. Joel chapter 2, verse 23, all the way to 24. And the Bible says, be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he had given you the former rain moderately, and it will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. And the floor shall be full of wheat. Someone say amen. And the fats shall overflow with wine and oil. That's talking about wealth and substance. Why would God want you to be poor or to lack? For what reason? In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9, say, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. He was a rich man. He is a rich man. But he descended into poverty so that everything called lack around you can be fizzled out permanently. There is somebody here today. When they are counting poor people in your family, your name will never be mentioned. I said, when they are counting poor people in your family, your name will never be mentioned. You know, in every family, there are poor people. There are poor people. There are some people in my family, when they phone me, I know that it's for money. When they greet me, hello, I know it's for money. But there are some people, you know that they are so blessed. When they call you, they just want to greet you. Very soon, God is going to take you to a very, very high level. I say, God is going to take you to a very, very high level. Poverty is a killer. And poverty kills faster than sickness. Sickness is very bad, but poverty is worse. Because poverty will introduce sickness. Hello? Poverty is bad because poverty will also introduce sickness into the body. Inability to wash one's teeth with toothpaste in the morning for 6-7 days, 8 days, because of lack of money, introduces germs into the gums. Yes or no? Inability to smile. Oh, and if there's alternative, okay. All right. Okay. Inability to eat good food. Granite. From morning to almost 7 days. After some time, granite will say, you want to kill me. Am I the only food? Poverty is a killer. And I can prove it from the Bible, because Proverbs 10 verse 15 tells me that the rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor is his poverty. So what will destroy the poor man is the poverty. What will kill the poverty is not, what will kill the poor man is not devil. It is because he's poor. That is why he will die. But friends, today is the day God will save you and I. Today, you will escape every traces of poverty forever. Let me hear your loudest amen. And I want to say this morning, that God is the one that giveth power to make wealth. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18. Our God is the one that giveth power to get wealth. He is the one that gives it. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth power. Someone say power. So there is power to get wealth. There is a power behind wealth. And this morning you will come in contact with that power. I said this morning we come in contact with that power. Quickly this morning, another 7 benefits of wealth and surplus. What are the benefits of being wealthy? What do I stand to gain if God blesses me with surplus? Number one is accomplishment of dreams and tasks. When you have a dream and you have money to execute it, it's very easy. You want to do something, you can do it. You want to build, you can build. You want to get married, you can get married. You want to buy something, you can buy it. Accomplishment of dreams and task. Accomplishment of dreams and task. Number two, benefit of wealth and surplus is called honor and respect. Only those who God has blessed, especially in Nigeria. Do I have a witness here today? Especially in Nigeria. It's in other places, even you will see people in the UK boarding, wealthy people, billionaires in pounds, they will be entering train, they won't buy car. But in Nigeria, if the people mistakenly know that something is wrong with your pocket, they will, except the person has the fear of God, they will withdraw their honor and respect from you. That's why people do so many things to get money now. Because that honor, they must honor me, they must respect me, they must honor me, they must respect me. So they do anything, but you and I must never do that. Number two, benefit of being blessed is honor. And even if somebody is a governor and you are just blessed, they will still honor you. If somebody is a president and you are blessed, they will still honor you. Number three, benefit of surplus and wealth is peace. Peace. And most of the family that doesn't have peace now is because of money matter. My children brought to me yesterday night their report card of this term. And immediately after giving me that, the next thing was the bill for next term. In a family whereby the school fees is unpayable, there, throughout between now and the time the school fees will be paid, the man will be fighting the madam. What's the problem? If you dare come and talk to me about money, can't you see what is there? What is on ground? There won't be peace because there's no substance. His pressure, his blood pressure will shoot up. As if it's people that were forcing him to be producing children. Isn't he the one that made the decision that I want to have 7 children? Praise the Lord. God will bring peace to your life. There will be peace in your family. A family where there is blessing, there's no struggle, there's no stress. But any family where there's lack is problem. They fight over everything. Everything. I told you the story some time ago of a woman who came inside the house and met the husband taking garri, went to the kitchen and counted her cubes of sugar and saw that the man had taken some cubes and was fighting the man over cubes of sugar. Oh, Jehovah. Cubes of sugar. That's the height of poverty. It will never be your portion. I can't hear your amen. No. Number what now? Number 4 is benefit of surplus is kingdom service. You are able to serve God well. You want to take transport to church, you can take it. You want to fuel your car, you can take it. You want to go for evangelism, you can go. They say buy this one. There's a material out that you have to buy, you can buy it. You can serve God better. You can do more in the house of God because of the available of resources that God has given unto you. Number 5 is comfort. Surplus that God gives to a man or woman makes him or her comfortable. You are comfortable. You are comfortable. You live in a good house. You live in a good... Some time ago, I was coming from Lagos and we had a flat tire. One of our brethren here was with me. And then we had a flat tire on the bridge. And then we had to change the tire. And I looked under that bridge. I saw people living under that bridge. The state and condition of their life is despicable. Is despicable. I can't imagine that human beings are producing children in that. I've never seen that kind of dirty environment before. You can't be comfortable there. Say you want to blow tongues in that kind of place. The smell will not even will choke you. But from today, God is going to make you very comfortable. God is going to make you very comfortable. I say God will make you very comfortable. God will make you very comfortable. Number 6, benefit of wealth and surplus is health and wellness. When you have blessings, you can be easily healthy. You can take multivitamins if you need. You can take good food. You can do exercise. You can do all the things you need to do. Because God has given you excess and he has given you supplies. And number 7 benefit where we stop today is impact. Only those who have surplus can make impact. Only if you have something that you can make impact. If there's nothing in your hands, impact costs money. Hello. Impact costs money. Impact costs money. Impact costs money. Impact is not cheap. Anybody that desires to make impact must say, God, give me the resources. Because vision without provision will result in frustration. I have a vision, but there's nothing to execute the vision. It will result in frustration. But that will never be your portion in Jesus' name. You will make impact in this generation. I can't hear your amen. I can't hear your amen. I can't hear your amen. I think I'm preaching to people who are already overly blessed. They don't need this kind of prayers. I say you will make impact. The resources you need to make impact shall be released to you. Let me hear your loudest amen. Impact is beyond the way we look at it sometimes. There are diverse ways that you can make impact. And there's no way that you make impact without needing resources. Quickly this morning, before we go into prayers. Keys to health and wealth. How do I get health and how do I get wealth? Number one, beware lest ye forget God. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 11 to 14. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 11 all through to 14. We'll be reading that quickly this morning. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 11 to 14. Beware that thou forgest not the Lord thy God, in not keeping his commandment and his judgment and his statutes which I command thee this day. 12 now. 12. Lest when thou hast eaten and art full, and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thy heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. If your desire is health and wealth, don't ever forget God. God is the giver of health. God is the giver of wealth. If you want God to push sound health to you, stay close to him. If your desire is for God to ensure that you don't lack again, beware lest you forget. If God can sense that if he blesses you, you will not be in tandem with him again, you will not be in relationship with him again, he might not do it so as to save your soul from destruction. There are some people, if they review their salary ordinary, no matter how small, there's no more coming to church. Somebody was under unemployment and God mistakenly starts a business. What's the reason? It's my business. Beware lest you forget God if you really want him to give you this health and this wealth. Number two, key to health and wealth is walk in the fear of God. Don't do what can puncture your health. Somebody who has his own wife at home now and is carrying girls around, his health has had problem long time. Somebody who is desperate for money, say, at all costs I must get money. Say, go and bath naked in the sea. He goes there, then the priest is using hand to rub his body or rub her body in the sea. Or they say, oh yeah, go and kill somebody to get. No, those kind of rubbish things. Let the fear of God rule your heart. If you really want your source to be from God, ensure that the fear of God rules your heart. Fear God. Let the fear of God be in your heart continually. Number three. How keys to health and wealth, have faith and trust in God. Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 7, have faith and trust in God. Number four, because of our time, keys to health and wealth, be hardworking. Proverbs 13, verse 4, Proverbs 13, verse 11. Be hardworking. Because if you are not hardworking, it takes hard work to sustain wealth. The soul of the sluggard desireth and had nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. So if you are hardworking, if you are diligent, your soul shall be made fat. Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase. If you gather by, I was studying the scriptures yesterday, and I saw that Abraham was a hard worker. Jesus was a hard worker. He said, my father worketh hitherto, and I walk. God himself was a hard worker. If you really want wealth, I also discovered that even to stay healthy, you need to be active. Your body has to be active. Your body has to be active. Or else you will just have excess weight. You will have excess weight. So make sure you are very active. Very active. And in this activeness, God will be producing your wealth. Does not drop from the sky. It must be worked out. It must be worked out. It must be worked out. And number five now, be in the covenant. If you really want health, one of the things the covenant does for you is to give you access to health and wealth. The covenant is one of the things that God uses, because one of the major devourers of life is sickness. Hello? Hello? One of the major devourers of life is sickness. I've seen people that had millions and eventually became paupers because of sickness. I know somebody some time ago who was sick, a lady. She was a socialite. Socialite in Lagos. Yes, no, almost all the big parties, she's there with her friends and all that. But when sickness came, they took her from Nigeria. First spent money in Nigeria, from Nigeria to London, from London to I think Germany, yes. From Germany again to Dubai, from Dubai to Fujairah, to different places, eventually died. If you desire health and wealth, be in the covenant so that God can preserve your health. It's not food that protects one's health. It has little effects. It has its own advantages, but it is God is the preserver of the health of man. And this is possible if you are in the covenant. Number six, give yourself to God completely if you want God to give you health and wealth. Give your health. Donate yourself to God. Say, God, I donate myself to you. I donate myself to you. And number seven, be in God's service. Be in God's service. Proverbs 13 verse 17. A faithful ambassador is health. That is, a man or woman who is an ambassador of God is a healthy person. Proverbs 13, 17. A faithful ambassador is health. If you are a man or woman who is a faithful man or woman that has given himself to God in service, you deserve good. There's no sickness on you now that cannot be healed. People have been healed of it. Donate yourself into kingdom service, then you will see yourself getting blessed. And number eight, where we stop, always get knowledge. Don't operate with stale knowledge. Get new knowledge on health. Get new knowledge on wealth. Be knowledgeable. Don't be far away from church. The further away you are from church, the more sickly a person can be. The more further away somebody is from church, the more sickly one can be. Stay in the sanctuary. Keep yourself in the sanctuary. Be there all the time. And I trust God that for somebody here today, health and wealth shall be your portion in Jesus' name. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Rise up on your feet.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.